Okay, here we are, September 29th, 94. The first question is O.J. Simpson.
Greetings, Evergreens.
Greetings, ma'am.
Thank you for the readings yesterday. They were more general. I'd like to go into particulars of our time this year, 1994, what's been happening in the past year or so. First off, did O.J. Simpson murder his wife?
Yes.
Was he assisted?
No.
Is he in shock that he did it, or is he cold-blooded about it?
He's divorced from it. He does not see it, believes his memories are not real, but imagined.
So he was in a traumatic state when he got in the rage to do it?
Yes.
And he was confused then, he did the act, and he's confused in dealing with it?
Yes.
All right.
This will be used as a defense at a later point, but a plea for insanity. But we do not see that this will be successful.
Yes, you predicted in the Evergreens Journal that he would stand for sentencing.
Yes.
Will he be executed?
No, we do not see execution. What we see is life imprisonment. On both counts, individually, consecutive. Two consecutive life imprisonments.
What are the two? Oh, the two victims.
Yes.
Yes.
But not concurrent, consecutive.
And are the Evergreens interested in how the population doesn't want to see that? The media see about it all?
The point is, media frenzy is because of many factors, and it builds on itself. But we do not see the public wanting a technicality to affect the situation. While there is certain black, white polarities in this, we see that most blacks deplore the situation.
I mean,
it's not as black and white as to affect, as said by certain members of the press.
The blacks deplore what? What do they deplore?
They deplore the fact that he murdered someone. They do not see this as a black-white situation.
Oh, you mean at a racial level?
At a racial level.
Yeah. They want to be fairly looked at.
Exactly.
And Ellie has asked, where is the murder weapon?
Murder weapon was thrown from the vehicle and will be found, but following the trial. There will be another knife that will be presented as the weapon purchased. That this is this is a ploy.
By the prosecution or the...
By defense.
Yeah. Why did Al Cowlings take O.J. on the ride? What was that all about?
Because Cowlings had visited
O.J.
Simpson.
Yeah.
And Simpson was in a very poor state of mind and was threatening to commit suicide because he said they would pin this on me. And Cowlings has been a long-term friend and offered to drive Simpson to the 11 o'clock police appointment in the vehicle, Bronco. Simpson became quite agitated.
Once in the Bronco?
Yes. And then, fair public knowledge, what was happening at that time.
All right, so Cowlings was trapped.
trapped in the situation.
Yeah.
But doing it as a friend, no more than that.
Yeah, I mean, he was going to take him, then this suicide, then O.J. puts the gun to his head and starts to threaten to kill himself.
Yes.
Even though he'd been talking about it earlier.
Yes.
He managed to get him on the, start taking him to the meeting, but there he panics again. Mm. O.J. panics.
Because he asked Cowling to take him elsewhere. Said to Cowling, I have money, I have means of getting away. I have a means of protecting myself. This was said as they were driving towards the 11 o'clock appointment. Cowlings said, run, and you are admitting guilt. You know this. Simpson says, it does not matter. Cowlings said, best go back to the house and phone the police from there. But as they turned, Simpson said, it's no use. And then pulled from his bag a gun and said, it's no use. Again, Cowling said, this is no way out. Then the rest is public record.
Right. Was there another question there, Ellie, about that? Let's leave that for a sec. He's a pretty. Was he? There's tapes of him beating his wife, you know, that been broadcast. So he was a pretty upset man for the last 5 years or something.
For longer than this, yes.
Longer. Is there like some deep-seated problems from his past that started to come out the last few years?
It's more that Simpson himself has had all of the successes, the belief that he chose wrong, but he did not know how he chose wrong. Had a feeling within himself he made wrong choices, should make others, but could not undo choices made.
Yeah. Was Nicole having an affair with the other man who was murdered?
No.
So he just was a friend, an acquaintance who showed up there.
He was an acquaintance, not even a friend.
And he just got caught at that scene.
Yes.
Did O.J. think they were having an affair? And that's
Yes, indeed.
Was he watching the house and seeing what she was doing, sees that, thinks there's an affair, then kills them? That kind of thing?
He went there with the intent of harm. He dressed for harm. He was prepared for harm. This was not something for which he was suddenly into action. This was premeditated. That he would frighten, that he would harm. But you see, he had learned how to use that knife from professionals necessary for the making of a movie.
Yeah.
And because of that, when he became enraged, note this, and this is a very important point. Goldman was there. Simpson walked towards Goldman, and Goldman walked towards Simpson. Simpson attacked from the front. Goldman. Goldman was dazed by the attack.
Not expecting it.
Not expecting it. But Simpson was dressed in what could be best described as paramilitary camouflage.
They couldn't see his face.
We could see his face. But wore a stocking cap, dark clothing. Then he seized Goldman, turned him about, pushed his knees into the back of Goldman's knees, causing him to sag, then moved his head to one side and cut.
And Nicole watched this?
No. At that point, pushed Goldman, Goldman spun, fell against the tree. At that point, Nicole came to the door with a cup in her hand.
Knowing O.J. was there?
Saying, what's going on? Then she saw O.J. and said, what are you doing? And at that point, he attacked her from the front, turned her around, and cut. And at that point of cutting her, realized she was on a higher step, made an error, cut himself across the hand.
Yes.
The vehicle was parked in the back driveway. He walked to the back driveway. And that's the scene.
That's how his glove got in the backyard?
That was in his backyard, the glove.
Oh,
yes.
So he planned on how to cover himself at that point? He's starting to leave, he's starting to think, now what'll I do? How do I protect my situation?
He was trying to take his jacket off while driving because of blood on the jacket.
All right, I don't want to get too involved in any more details. Just that when he did he come into their house, Nicole's house, from the front or from the side or the back?
From the side entrance.
He snuck in.
From parked the car at the rear driveway and walked towards the front door from the back portion. Golden was coming in from the other direction, through the front.
Entering, you mean just arriving?
Just arriving.
Yeah. And so when he saw O.J., he knew that was O.J., wondered why he was dressed that way, and innocently went toward him?
Yes.
So he didn't no paranoia was exchanged just before that. I mean, at that point, he just coming over to greet him, so to speak.
So to speak.
He had never met O.J. before, maybe.
No, he was not. He'd seen O.J. in the restaurant and had served the table.
But they weren't formally introduced, or?
Other than casually.
Yeah.
The point is that Simpson believed that she was having affairs with a considerable number of people. That was his fear.
And he was worried about the effect on the kids, that kind of parental?
No, he was more worried about himself. He believed that she was having an affair with the gas station attendant, where she would get gasoline, with the waiter at a restaurant, and that Simpson recognized Goldman
from the restaurant.
From the restaurant. That assumed that he was there other than what Goldman was really there for,
yeah,
which was to return the glasses.
But O.J. Goldman didn't O.J. present himself in the few seconds as they approached each other. It's just maybe to shake hands as they moved toward each other.
Moved toward each other, but realized that what Simpson saw was a manifestation of one of his beliefs.
Yeah.
That he was, Goldman was there to see Nicole for sexual reasons.
But Goldman did not see from O.J.'s facial expression those kind of thoughts. He didn't know he was being seen that way.
Did not.
So he was just killed out of the blue. He wouldn't know why.
Exactly.
Beg your pardon?
Exactly.
Yeah. Was Nicole having affairs with anybody?
She had friendships, but we do not see that these were sexual friendships.
Right.
She was saying that she wanted to rebuild her life. And there were many that wanted to build a knife with her, but she had made no
decisions.
And in truth, the sexual activity of herself was minimal, considering the circumstances.
Right. Now, are the souls of Goldman and Nicole in touch now? Are they confused by that kind of shocking murder to themselves? What happens to them in spirit?
These two still sleep and will for a while.
Yeah.
But then will review this. They will review the situation.
When O.J. passes over?
No.
Before?
Long before this.
All right, so that's enough information on that. Now, the other big scandal is over Michael Jackson, and I think the Evergreens predicted that he was it was exaggerated. That he wasn't guilty, I got the impression. Is he guilty of child and molestation or involvement? Or?
No, we do not see the point is that the personality of Jackson is best described as arrested.
Yes.
And this arrestedness is, he does like children because he does not want to be anything but a child. He does not like being an adult. Still wants to play. Still wants to not face certain realities that he believes an adult must face. What we see is that he's very free with his home. Very much, if you would see Tom Hanks in the movie Big, he is a child in a grown man's body. And he would have parties. They were not sexual. They were parties. Not sexual at all.
And he hasn't had any sexual relations with children?
No.
So is there a business war going on? Is there somebody trying to take advantage and destroy Jackson's career?
No. The situation is that one of the children said that had seen Jackson's genitals. And the parent asked under what circumstances. And the child said in bed. Which was true. It was not sexual.
They were just sleeping together.
There were many sleeping in that bed.
Yeah.
With the parents' approval, they would go to Jackson's home, enjoy the day, have the party, and sleep over.
Like a pajama party.
Very much in this way. His advisors have said, you could not fight this. You would not win this in court. It's parents and psychologists, and this can blow out of proportion. It's already out of proportion. Pay everyone off and get them to legally sign off any future.
Is the child who got the big payment, was the family and the child happy they got the $10 million or however? What was the amount?
The amount in actuality will come to approximately $6
million. So are they privately celebrating they got this money?
Oh, they think that they are justified. Now realize that Jackson's advisors said this can escalate. False memories can be brought forward. It would be exaggerated even further. And they showed him all that they had on various daycare centers and etc. that had been involved in this exaggeration of situations, and said, all you need is to link Satanism with yourself, and you are finished. Period. Now,
were they right?
Oh, they were correct.
So he realized he had to go that way.
He was persuaded. He did not fully realize. Still does not fully
realize. He's just confused.
He's confused.
And immature in the whole.
And immature.
Yeah.
What we see is the child that got that sum will write about this, vindicating Jackson, that this is almost 15 years to the future.
By the child maturing and realizing what really happened.
Yes.
Child doesn't realize that now.
Not completely.
Yeah.
Did someone lead the kid on to tell stories like they do?
All they needed was to tell the fact that it would be implied that there was more, was the problem with Jackson's advisors.
Yeah.
And they said, all that is necessary is to start leading this child, and certain psychologists would do this, and then they would work on the other children. And before you know it, Michael, they said, there's going to be 16 children claiming that you raped them with an elephant.
So the parents, when they heard about this, were they looking for money, or they were just angry that it seemed that he molested their child?
In that, first they asked a lawyer, what should they do? And the lawyer said, sue. Which they did.
So
the parents is as culpable as the child.
Beg your pardon?
They were pushed into this.
You say they're as culpable as...
Culpable.
As the child.
Yes. In that, you see, there was no case. It was an unproven case. If it had gone to court and this had been a traffic ticket, it would have been dismissed. Because there is not the evidence to cover this. But what Jackson's advisors said, there was the implied guilt with first, second, amplified situations through questioning of the children by certain psychologists would draw out memories. And they said then it would get exaggerated and exaggerated. And rather do this now than have this extend across two seasons, because you will lose a considerable amount of record sales, etc., and your name will be pilloried.
Right, but did that lawyer then have dollar signs in his eyes when he said sue?
Yes. Could see the entire process. You see, it's not guilt, it's implied guilt that is the problem in this situation. Jackson is not guilty, but the implication of guilt is enough to cause him to become a defiled person, and that would then cause his career to shatter.
Right, but the lawyer for the parents saw, oh, we can make some money off this situation.
Yes.
All right. And why did Michael marry Lisa Presley? Is that having to do with that?
No. In his mind, best description here is he wants to be normal, but does not even know what normal is.
Mm. Well, did they meet and fall in love?
They met. They've liked each other.
Before or at that point?
Before.
Yeah.
He has called her several times.
Before?
Before. Nothing in this at all, other than friendship. And Michael does spend much time on the telephone. And if you note, there are two things that are somewhat out of context here. That his certain of his good friends have not said anything at all, plus or minus.
Why is that?
Because they're letting this play out. Let it move to the point where she move, let it end.
Well,
which is what she will do.
That's within a year or so?
Within less than a year.
So she was confused from her divorce and vulnerable. Then he decided she would be a wife because he fell in love with the idea of having being normal. So they kind of swept each other up in this.
Plus, his view is that they're both associated with show business, so they would be able to then protect each other.
From what?
All of those which would try to pull it down. She has the Presley name, and that overshadows her. He has had problems with the court and needed to make large payments. He believes there's a natural affinity.
You mean they both have problems and they can help each other?
Yes.
Anything else, Ellie, there, you think? So do they have sex? Does Michael know how to do that?
In actuality, yes. But it is not an area that he is comfortable with because it's almost a defilement of a woman. And this is not from the immaturity of himself. Realize that he does not want the problems associated with, quote, maturity, unquote, and does not want to have sexual problems. Belief here within himself is the best way to avoid sexual problems is avoid sex.
And he's had that attitude for years.
Yes.
But now he's attempting to have sex, but he's got this habitual projection on it.
There's been a few attempts. Because she is not that way inclined herself.
There's been a lot of gossip about the Jackson family as a whole. Were they sexually abused, or any one of them, or himself?
By their parents.
No.
Or someone?
No.
There sure has been a big...
Yeah.
No, we do not see this at all.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, the other big scandal of the year is Whitewater and the death of Vince Foster. How did Vince Foster die?
By his own hand.
And why did he kill himself?
The simple reason that he despaired. He was a right man for a small town. A very honest man. Trustworthy. And when he came to Washington and saw this, being observant, being not unknowing, and realized what he said was rank hypocrisy.
He saw this. He experienced rank hypocrisy all around him.
Exactly. And outright dishonesty. And what he said was the theft of the people's right. He was completely and utterly disgusted with Washington.
He had not anticipated that.
Had not anticipated it to that level.
Yeah, he was naive on that level.
It was very much so. As we say, a good man. However, this turned his stomach. When it came for his investigations and his knowledges. He said, and this does have a certain corollary in how the Jackson's advisors saw Jackson's situation and how to get out of it as soon as possible. What Foster saw was that there was essentially nothing.
In the Whitewater
stuff? In the Whitewater. A minor use of influence. Governors of states have been doing this since the formation of the United States. If it's to get a better horse, a better stable for the horse, or a better house. And said that this is minor. This is Bush League. This is so without substance that it's not even worth the paper it's written on. But there were those who told him, and that he could see this, that if this was carried further, carried by what he called those charlatans masquerading as senators, that Clinton would fall. And that if it were carried to a certain point, Clinton would be impeached. And he says that Clinton, for all of his good points, bad points, does not deserve to be treated in such a manner. This preyed on his mind. Preyed.
Is that part of the hypocrisy that was depressing him?
Yes.
Yeah. But did he see that if he killed himself, that would make more suspicion?
No, did not see this at all. Understand.
He got lost in the emotion of it.
Lost in what he said, that cesspool that is Washington. It's a cesspool, he said.
Yeah.
This is what he thought was the brightness of the American dream, he said, was a vileness. If he said, if I had my way, if I had my power, I would clean this out the same way that the Augean stables were cleaned out. Start afresh.
The Augean stables, yeah.
Yes.
Now, were Bill and Hillary Clinton shocked by Washington like he was?
Himself more than herself. She thought that his letters rambled, that more than to condemn it, see if she could do something about it.
I'm not sure what you mean. She thought his letters?
That Foster's letters, his writing, his files.
No, I'm saying that Hillary and Bill, were they as naive about the cesspool of Washington before they went there as Foster was?
Not as much. Not to that extent. Naive, that Clinton himself? No.